It is the Friday show, Neil Atkinson with Martin Fitzgerald, with Grace Maley, with Mo Stewart, to look ahead to your weekend of Premier League action. Also, we've got Louis Benaventi. We've also got Paul Dehaney for his sins and Jack Collins all to join us. I'm going to start off here, Mo. Who's enjoying it? Because honestly, everyone I speak to currently is not. Jack tries to put a brave face on it. That's to come, just to give something away.
That's what he's like, though.
He is. No, he's a lovely man. Very upbeat, optimistic chap. Manchester United, all of a sudden, I'd argue, are enjoying it. Brentford are enjoying it. Maybe two of the four sides that play at 3 o'clock on a Saturday are enjoying it. We'll maybe get into that in a minute, but it doesn't feel like a lot of people are enjoying it very much.
There's not an easy answer to the question aside from Brentford. And it's funny because I asked this question myself on Twitter about 3 weeks ago, and people added Aston Villa and Sunderland, and they've both clearly been taken off the board because Aston Villa have nosedived and Sunderland are back to kind of like still better than what we were hoping for, but just not quite as good as it could have been. But yeah, I just feel like there's a general malaise.
I was including Sunderland among my people who might be enjoying it.
Well, I mean, like I say, they're not going to get relegated, which they would all have signed off on at the beginning of the season. No chance, no problems with that. But they had their unbeaten at home record. And fair enough, you lose to Liverpool, that's one thing. But you lose to Fulham and suddenly you just become a bit more normal. Yep. But but I mean, in terms of the enjoyment, in terms of turning up week after week, I think about some of the seasons we've had, and yeah, it's a high bar, but there have been seasons where every time there's match day, you're like bounding up to the ground 3 hours early thinking, I can't wait to see what we get this today. And coming out of the ground and spending another 4 hours talking about it in pubs around the ground thinking, how amazing was that? How great are we? How good is he? How good is he? Like, I'm not sure there's many teams that are doing that right now. I think people are just surviving.